Hood in the backfield with Stephen Flores. Cade Phelps on the far side. Van Dyke.
Support for Panther football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at CoxPaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you here on BlancoRadio.com. Coach, what do we got as we approach the fourth quarter?
We start looking at it here for the Panthers. Defensively, we got to keep the ball on this end of the field. A big stop right here as we look at the Buffaloes getting the ball and starting here on their 12-yard line with the big field in front. Again, just eliminate the big play. So far this half, the Panthers really haven't given up that big play that's led to a score. They had a couple of good completions, but they've also had three costly drops.
So in the gun, here comes the quarterback, Giddens. Nice job by Sebastian Thomas to read that read option there. He shucked off a would-be blocker as well. Good athletic play from Sebastian. Three-yard pickup for Giddens still, but second down and seven, and they're doing a lot better job containing that zone read.
Yeah, and Giddens right now, eight carries, 122 yards, but he was at 117 at the half. So they've held him to just 5 yards so far here. So definitely something that you would expect. They made some adjustments in halftime on to watch that. And
nice.
Hernandez still just 24 yards on nine carries.
Nice job by the coaching staff there to make those adjustments and put the Panthers in a good spot to stop him. Giddens going to drop straight back, looking to throw here. Pumps, and now running forward, spins off Cameron Martinez, tackled down by Toby Treish. Got across the 25 to the, or excuse me, the 15 to the 17, I believe. And still, though, third down and five upcoming. Nice job by the coverage back there by the Panthers to force them to tuck it and try to run.
Yeah, and time now for the Panther defense to get a big stop on third down. The last couple of times they've gone to that post pattern across the middle, try to split everybody out and open up the middle of the field going deep. So definitely something the Panthers are going to have to watch here.
Giddens brings the team into the shotgun set, an H-back on the near side with two receivers. And here's a turn. Fakes a give. Screen pass out to the near side. Nice play by 88 that time. Plour to pick up the first down. He got 8 yards when they needed five, and that'll move the chains.
Yeah, big play there. Again, kind of costly. I mean, kind of dangerous when you look at how far he's throwing it all the way across the hash to the other side of the field. And that one just wasn't a bullet to get out there to him. But, again, just does a good job getting around the Panther defense to get down and get the first down.
Second or so, first and 10 going from left to right. Florence has it on their own 25. Pistol look here. Hernandez going to charge forward. Kind of jumped through some Panthers there. Tackled at the 30-yard line. Jed Hood and Toby Treish on the stop. 5-yard pickup, though, for Hernandez. And, Coach, I still have not seen that kid make a cut.
No, he hasn't. And for him to be the team's leading rusher, and like you said, it's good to have that, you know, north-south mentality, but he's got some speed, and he is a kid, if you watch him warming up and look at him, you'd expect him to have a move left or right to try to buy that extra yard or two. But the Panthers have done a great job tonight. The biggest runs he's had tonight, he's only had 2 runs of 5 yards. Everything else has been less than that.
Well, he's going to get another chance here. Hernandez around the left side. What a play. Toby Treish is having his best ball game of the year as he wraps him up in the backfield for a 2-yard loss and will bring up third and seven. Coach, Toby has first started a defensive tackle spot of the year, and he's played pretty well.
He's played really, really well, and definitely that second half kickoff to open the second half and get the Panthers back on top has helped. It's carried over some momentum for him on defense, but he's played a great game all around tonight.
Third down and seven for the Buffaloes now. Ball on the far side of the field. The H-back on the near side with two receivers, one to the far side. They ran a screen pass out of this formation just a moment ago. This snap is bobbled, picked up by Hernandez. He's going to be wrapped up by Eskew and brought down at the 31, just across the 30 at the 31. Going to bring up fourth and four, and decision time for the Buffaloes coaching staff is we're at 8.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Fourth and four, but deep in their own territory, and then the punt team does come on.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're not even going to blink at it, but you never know. As well as Giddens run the ball at times, you know, he may have a green light to kind of make a decision, you know, for himself. But even this far in their own territory, that'd have to be something that he is really sure about, so I definitely expect him to punt it.
Giddens does get a good snap here. Leans into one, sends it toward the Buffalo sideline, and pretty good punt there as it goes out of bounds right at that 40-yard stripe, I believe. Kept it away from Kalen, as I'm sure Kalen has been told, if you get a chance to return one, take advantage of it. But it goes out of bounds right at the Panther 40-yard line. So the Panthers will have 60 yards to try to add to their lead here. Leading 13-12, 8:07 to go in the ballgame. Van Dyke ready to lead the offense to the line here. Ball on the far side hash. Mario Sanchez, the receiver, splits out to the near side. Walt Daves, the tight end on the far side, with Cade Phelps. Under center is Van Dyke. He'll turn and give to Phelps here, who cuts it up the field, makes a guy miss, and then is wrapped up hard by Terrell Lee after a 2-yard pickup to the 42. Cade needed one block on Lee right there, and he could have been into the second level, but he had that initial contact at the line that kind of stymied the play.
Yeah, and he's had some good moves and some good runs for the Panthers, but it's like you said, it's just that one more step or that one more move that he needs to really get into the secondary and make something happen.
Ball on the near side hash, 2nd and 8. Wing T look for the Panthers. Webster alone in the backfield here. Van Dyke, long count, but will turn and give to Kalen. Bounces off a tackler, wrapped up and put down at the 46. 3rd down and 4, not exactly where the Panthers want to be, but definitely better than those 3rd and 7s they've had on the past two possessions.
Yeah, and again, like you said, it makes it manageable for the Panthers. And right here at midfield, you know, if we don't get the first down earlier, you think, yeah, they're probably going to go for it. But if we don't get it here, probably one of those things where we try to flip the field position just a little bit, as well as the Panther defense has played tonight.
Once again, Webster alone in the backfield here. 6 guys on the Florence defensive line. No running room for Webster right up the middle there as he tried a jump cut. Will push forward for 1 yard. Don't know if I've ever seen 6 guys in 3-point stances on a defensive front, but that's what the Buffaloes went there to try to stop the Panthers. And it worked pretty well. Now 4th down and 3 from the 47, and in comes Wardlow to punt.
Yeah, and I think from a defensive standpoint, if it comes down to it, like right there, they're almost just daring the Panthers to try to put the ball up in the air. They've done a good job getting some pressure on Van Dyke, so they just kind of sold out to stop the run on that one.
Now daring the Panthers to punt as nobody even drops back in this block. The punt is blocked. Wardlow going to have to pick it up and try to make a play, trying to dive on it. The ball's still free, and Florence dives on it deep in Panther territory at the 35-yard line. Talk about momentum shifting. That is a big play on special teams now by the Buffaloes with 6:10 to go in the ball game. They have it deep in Panther territory at the 35-yard line. Nobody touched the guy rushing off the near side edge.
No, and he got right there and just perfect block on it. Thought for a second it looked like Wardlow might beat him to it and be able to pick it up because he had a lot of green over here, but ball just didn't bounce his way to make something like that happen.
6:10 to go in the ballgame. Florence takes over at the Panther 35. 13-12, Blanco leads. 2 receivers to either side of the formation. Pistol look. Here's a give up the middle for Hernandez, and he'll run straight ahead as always. Push it down toward the 30-yard line. They will put it on the 30-yard line stripe, and now it's 2nd and 5.
And you do. You see him hit the hole so quick and so fast, you just expect him to have that one little step, and yet, you know, he has yet to try to bounce anything outside.
2nd and 5 now for the Buffaloes. Time starting to become an issue with the way these two teams run it. 5:30 to go in the ball game. The Buffaloes have it at the 30. Shotgun set, 2 receivers to either side once again. And here's Giddens. Will give to Hernandez, and he shakes a tackler this time. Pushes his way across the first down marker all the way down to the 20. That's his longest run of the night of 9 yards. He only got to the 21. So now 1st down and 10 from the 21, I believe, maybe 22-yard line there. It's on the far side of the field. Florence has it. Hernandez starting to just churn up some yards. Panther defense going to have to make one of those big plays here. Clock at 5 minutes and counting. 2 receivers split to the near side. 2 to the far side. Now Edgar at a tight end on the near side. pistol look with Hernandez behind the quarterback. Giddens and the ball's on the ground. Giddens picks it up, throws it out to the near side to Edgar. He's going to have to be tackled in space, and he is banged down by Flores. Clock will continue to run, and now they'll stop it. They wave to stop the clock as the chains moves for the first down. First and goal from the 10, upcoming for Florence. Florence will go for two if they score here to try to make it, I would imagine, try to make it a seven-point game. 4:36 and counting in the ball game. Florence has it first and goal at the 10. Pistol look, H-back on the near side, one receiver to the near side. Giddens takes the shotgun snap, hands it to Hernandez, who charges straight forward, wrapped up by Trishan Eskew. Jed Hood got his hat in there at the 7-yard line, 3-yard pickup. Second and goal from the 7 now, Coach. They're going to snap this one with under 4 minutes to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, and you just hope the Panthers are still aware of Giddens pulling that thing out here in just a little bit. I mean, you can tell he's just looking at it and looking at that defensive end for us. It doesn't matter which side he's going to. That's something he's keeping an eye on. So Panthers just got to stay home to prevent him from pulling it and getting outside.
Two receivers to either side. Hernandez to the quarterback's left in the shotgun. Ball on the near side hash. Giddens takes the snap and does keep it. Now he's going to throw it to the outside, and a great play in space. Kalen Webster, a form tackle on number 10, Kelby Vaughn, and at the 8-yard line, they lose a yard on this play, third and goal from the 8.
Yeah, that is a big, big play for the Panthers right there. Kind of makes it an interesting situation here if they don't get it. Didn't really get to see too much other than the one try with that extra point with the kicker that they had.
3:15 and counting to go. It's third and goal. Two receivers split out to the near side, two to the far side. Ball on the far side hash. Giddens in the gun, takes the snap, looking right, throwing right, and it's tipped up in the air and intercepted. Justin Wardlow running down the near sideline, across the 20, tracked down from behind at the 30-yard line. There's a flag on the play, Coach, and I'm not sure who it's going to be on or what it's going to be on here, and the Buffaloes are pointing toward the Panthers. This could be huge in this ballgame.
I think Coach Rogers is trying to say the ball was already tipped, and Florence is arguing that. I don't know if they're saying, obviously, if it was tipped, it doesn't matter if we hit the second receiver. They're trying to say it was the first one.
Pass interference on the defense is the call, and that must have mean it was before the tip, as the official now explaining to a very hot Coach Rogers, who wants an explanation for it. The back judge threw it from back there. If the penalty was committed in the end zone, Florence is going to have it first and goal at the 1 or 2 yard line, I believe. And Coach still wanting an explanation area. He doesn't agree with the one that he's getting.
You know, it sure
did. And now the back judge is going to come over here to talk to the ref. And maybe he'll say it was before the tip was made. But I couldn't. It was too bang-bang to be before the tip was made there.
Yeah, it was, and I don't know that we really saw that much of a hit on the second receiver anyways. That's a hard one to look at. Wardlow made a really good play off the tip, just like the tip drill you practice with, but defensively it sure looked
so
like
the call
Panthers
stands.
Well.
The Panthers don't like it, but the Buffaloes are going to have it first and goal now. And four chances to try to punch it in from 2 yards out. Ball on the far side hash. 2:53 to go in the ball game. Florence dodges a bullet there. First and goal from the 3. Two receivers to the near side and far. Pistol look. Here comes the H-back in motion, and they'll give to Hernandez up the middle. Makes a guy miss, charges forward, and he's into the end zone for a score. 2:51. Stop the clock. 2:49 to go in the ball game. And here comes a two-point conversion try for the Buffaloes as they've made it an 18-13 game. The swing and gate formation once again as they're all outside the far side hash. And a timeout taken by the Florence coaching staff as they want to talk it over and come up with the right play.
Timeout, Florence.
tough break, Coach, right there. Off the penalty, you knew Florence was going to run it straight ahead. The guys still have their mind on the fact that they just came up with the biggest goal line stand of the year for the Panthers. And then to get a gut punch like that, that's tough.
Yeah, and the Panthers, you know, right now, if we, you know, got to make this play here to keep this thing in reach. But, you know, we talked earlier when we came out the second half, and you just got that feeling tonight with the Panthers, as well as they've moved the ball at times and some of the big runs that you can just see just one tackle away from happening. You just got that feeling that they're going to be able to make a play happen in the running game if they have to. They really hadn't had a chance yet tonight to hit anything big in the passing game when they've needed to. Van Dyke's been under pressure pretty much all night, but the running game's there. You know, if Webster can get that outside push and make that one cut. Even Phelps has had a couple of cuts tonight where you just it looks like that run's going to be there for him. Definitely not anything you want to give up on him yet with, but plenty of time and timeouts still in their pockets.
Right, a lot of time. If you can move the chains and get the clock to stop with the moving of the chains, Panthers have enough time to run it down the field, really.
Support comes from Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing, keeping residents in the Hill Country comfortable with repairs and installation of AC systems, and an authorized Trane dealer. More information at BlancoHeatingAndCooling.com and by phone at 830-833-2558. Jason and Catherine Wheeler and all the employees at Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing wish the very best to the Panthers this season.
And by Blanco Regional Clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Blanco community with procedures including annual exams, sports physicals, minor x-rays, and hormone replacement therapy with doctors and nurse practitioners who are board certified in family medicine. Located at 825 4th Street in Blanco. More information, including appointment scheduling, online at BlancoRegionalClinic.com and by phone at 830-833-5581. Go Panthers!
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you. 2:49 to go in the ballgame. The Buffaloes have it teed up and will kick off from left to right. Number 54, Cutter Kalan, in there to kick it. Number 31, the guy who's usually been kicking it, is now on the near side. They might try to onside kick this ball, Coach, here, as he is looking right over at the Panther line there. And here we go. 54 does lean into it. It's a low squibber that Webster will field on the run at the 28-yard line, waiting for some blocks to set up. Shakes a tackler, cuts it up the field. Kalen's running into the second level across the 45, throws a stiff arm out, and approaches midfield. Webster got the football on his hands. That's what Florence didn't want to happen, and he cut the field in half for the Panther offense.
Yeah, big play there and great starting position with just over 2.5 minutes left for the Panthers.
51 yards to go for the score, folks. 2:40 to go in the ballgame. Panthers going from right to left. Chance Horton leads the offensive line up there. Now Van Dyke, the quarterback. Wing T look for the Panthers. Turn. Toss to Webster. Cuts it up the field and across midfield to the 48-yard line. 3-yard pickup for Webster will bring up 2nd and 7. A lot of time to run the offense the way you want to if you're the Panthers. But you don't want to take too much time here, Coach. You don't want to snap it with 5 seconds on the play clock. And you see him already breaking the huddle, getting to the line. Quick to it here, Van Dyke. Ball in the middle of the field at the 48. Will turn and give to Webster, who runs into a wall, leans forward for 2 more yards. They only gave him 1, actually, to the 47. So 3rd down and 6, I believe. 3rd down and 7, actually, coming up for the Panthers.
Yeah, and Panthers, even if they can't get the first down here, at least need to cut this thing in half to make it a manageable 4th down situation for them.
Tight end to the far side. Wing T look for the Panthers. Ball in the middle of the field at the 47. Big play here. Van Dyke going to roll out looking to throw. And still escaping. Will chunk one up toward the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. Intended for Daves. And now 4th down and 7. Big play for the Panthers, obviously. 1:32 to go in the ballgame, Coach. This is a big one.
Yeah, and actually a pretty smart decision on Peyton's part on that one. He had nowhere to go outside. They had strung him out all the way to the sideline rather than force the issue. They had everyone covered. He just looked back for a green spot to put the ball in to give him one more shot here with this one.
So 4th and 7. The Panthers have it in Buffalo territory at the 47. It's actually 4th and 6. Excuse me. 1:32 to go in the game. Two tight ends in this formation. Van Dyke under center. Turns, tosses out to Webster. He'll throw it back to Van Dyke, who's going to be sacked back in Buffalo territory by number 54 on the play. Cutter Kalan makes the stop at the 45, 1:26 to go in the ball game. Florence with a big stop right there. Panthers still with some timeouts, I believe, Coach, and can get this football back, but they've got to stop Florence and stop them quick.
Yeah, they're going to have to make the stop. They're going to have to call the timeout immediately and then force a punt, and then they're gonna have some field position to deal with at that time. But Panther defense has played strong. Just need a big stop or a big turnover or something right now.
Ball on the near side hash. I believe Florence is going to have to burn a timeout as they don't have enough players on the field. And running somebody on now with still 20 seconds. Ball on the near side hash at the Panther 45. Florence has it with an 18-13 lead and 1:26 to go in the ballgame. Two receivers split to either side of the formation. Timeout taken by Florence and their coaching staff here. Coach, you've seen Florence snap it and put it on the ground a few times here in the second half. Panthers have to be aggressive trying to rip that ball out now.
Oh, yeah, and I think, you know, you always have that chance. It's just like when you run this offense and you just absolutely refuse to get under center. Even when we had the interference and they had the ball first and goal on the one, you know, man, you just want to minimize those opportunities or those chances where you accidentally put it on the ground. And they, too, they put it on the ground five times tonight. So it's, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a surprise with the way the ball's been snapped to them at times, which was, you know, many times tonight has been below the knees of Gidden. So, you know, it is. You'd think they'd probably work sometimes where you get up under center and just take that snap right there and hand off when you only need a few yards or to run the clock. But, you know, they're going to come out and they're going to stay with what they're doing. So the Panthers have a chance from that standpoint. They just need to be ready and expect it if it happens.
1:26 to go in the ball game. Giddens in a shotgun set as he runs his Buffaloes onto the field here. Now they'll huddle. Panther defense in a big spot right here. Got to get the football back to the offense as quick as possible. Two receivers split to the near side, far side. One to the near side, H-back behind the right tackle. Pistol set. And Giddens charging straight forward. Knocked down by Cameron Martinez and Will Horgan. Timeout quickly taken, 1:22. So that play took 4 seconds off the clock and gained them 1 yard. That's a win for the Panthers there on that play.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to do anything different than what we just saw right there. They do not want to turn the ball over. They're going to leave it in their best player's hands of tonight, which is Giddens, and he's just going to double arm the ball and run straight ahead and hopefully try to bust something to get some yardage or at least run a few little more time off of the clock.
1:22 to go in the ball game. Coach, do the Panthers have two timeouts remaining or just one?
Let me look here real quick.
Because they just took that one. I was trying to think if they've taken one. They have both. So two more remaining. So, you stop them in 4 seconds again, you can get this football back with just over a minute to go. You'll have to drive a pretty substantial length of the field, but crazier things have happened. Here comes Florence once again. We'll see if their coaching staff wants to get a little more bold here with the play call or if they'll just charge ahead once again. 2nd and 9 from the Panther 44, ball on the near side hash. A lot of tension in this stadium right now. The Panthers sideline wanting their defense to make a play. Pistol look for the Buffaloes. Hernandez gets a chance, charges straight forward, makes a guy miss, and now going to be 3rd and short, 3rd and 3. Hernandez did a good job making one tackler miss, and that was big for him as the Panthers use their second timeout with 1:16 to go in the ballgame. 3rd down and 3, Coach. This is a big – no, it's 3rd down and 4. They moved the ball back to the 39. They took a yard away for him. But big play in this ball game, obviously, upcoming.
Yeah, and the Panthers have done a good job tonight holding Martinez down. He's 17 carries, 53 yards. He has the 2 touchdowns for him, but minus the 1 9-yard run he had earlier, you know, for him being the leading ball carrier, Panthers have kind of bottled him up tonight.
Averaged about 3 yards a carry. We'd be okay with 3 yards right here.
Yeah.
Set up a 4th down. It's 3rd and 4. The line to gain is the 35-yard line there at the 39. Florence going left to right, ball on the near side hash. In Panther territory at the 39. You'll hear our crowd erupt the Panthers can get a stop on this third and four play. The H-back, big number eight, Matthew Edgar, is behind the right tackle. It's a pistol look for the Buffaloes. Giddens takes the snap, gives to Hernandez up the middle, and he's stuffed right in the center of the defense. A penalty flag comes flying, and he's tackled right at the line of scrimmage. The clock stops with 1:10. The holding's going to be declined, I believe, by the Panthers. Should be declined, I would think, and set up the fourth down. Fourth down and four from the 39. We'll see if Florence elects to punt it, make the Panthers go 80 yards minimum with no timeouts, or if they elect to go for it and try to win the game right here. Fourth down and four. Huge play in this ballgame. 1:10 to go in the game. Panthers take their last timeout here. And, Coach, I would expect Florence to maybe go with a gun punt or something like that in this spot, make the Panthers think they're not going to punt it maybe, so that maybe Blanco sends nobody back there.
Yeah, and even if they do send someone back, I think you're going to hear them tell them, just punt this thing as far away from Webster. Don't even give the Panthers a chance to try to make something happen.
And if you're the Panthers right now, do not jump off sides here. They might – come out and do a hard count till there's 1 second left on that play clock, because a 5-yard penalty right here would kill this ballgame.
Yeah, and Florence still has some timeouts in their pocket, so they can, when they come back out, run the play clock down as far as they want to, trying to draw them off sides.
Timeouts aren't going to do Florence any good now. For the Panthers, no timeouts left, but the defense came up with the stop. Florence has it at the Panther 39, and they're coming out in straight punt formation. Giddens back deep to punt the ball. I don't see anybody back deep for the Panthers to receive it just yet, but Webster will go back there now. His heels will probably be on the 10-yard line as he waits for this one from Giddens. 1:10 to go. Imperative that if you're a Buffalo fan, you get a good snap here. It's a high snap, and it goes over Giddens' head. Sebastian Thomas charging. Now Giddens gets a punt away, and it's blocked. Sebastian Thomas picks it up and is running. The Panthers have it at the 26-yard line. Holy cow, Coach. Holy cow. Penalty flag flies. Don't know what this flag could be. It's way back at the Panther 39. It's an illegal formation against the Buffaloes. Penalty will be declined. The Panthers have it. First and 10 at the Buffalo 26-yard line. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that. .103 to go in the ball game. Panthers have it on the near side hash. Coach Tesh all giddy over there on the sideline, jumping up and down. 1:03 to go. Panthers going from right to left. Ball on the near side hash. Van Dyke in a shotgun set, Coach, here to start this drive. He's rolling to his right, looking to throw. Plants his feet. He's going to have to throw it away, and he does. Out of bounds here. As he throws this football away, it'll be
Intentional grounding.
That's a loss of down penalty against the Panthers. And it will depend on the spot. They do spot it back here. And it was intentional grounding. Van Dyke didn't get the ball to the line of scrimmage, which is what you have to do, all the way back to the 39. It is an incomplete pass still, so the clock will not start. 56 seconds to go in the ball game. Now the Panthers a little more daunting of a task. Second and 23. Ball still in good field position at the Buffalo 39. Shotgun set. Van Dyke takes the snap, looking to throw. Rolling to his left here. And we'll throw one deep for Webster, and he was held. The penalty flag does come flying as the tug of the jersey got the call. The Panthers will have a first down now. Defensive holdings 10 yards. The ball will move up to the 29. 50 seconds to go in the ballgame, Coach.
Yeah, and Webster was fixing to clear that. I don't know that the pass might have got him. It was a little further than what he might have got, even if he wasn't held, but definitely a play that the Panthers needed to get some yards back.
So the Panthers will have a first down now after the holding. Gets the chains back in their favor anyways. 10 yards to the 29. Panthers already up to the line, ready to go here. 50 seconds First down for the Panthers. They'll have to reset the chains here, and they're telling them to do it on the far sideline now. Two receivers to the near side. One to the far side, I believe. Now two to the far side. Webster goes across the formation. And now the line judge going to go get some clarification on something. What a wild sequence to end a football game here. Justin Wardlow in the backfield with Jed Hood. Kalen Webster splits out to the far side. Aaron Daniels out there with him as well. Van Dyke under center. And it might have been, it's going to be an interesting call here. Did the defense instigate it? No, false start against the Panthers. Backs them up 5 yards. And now the line judge runs in, maybe going to help the Panthers out here and tell them that the defense instigated it. We'll see what the ref calls, as they've already spotted it at the 34. The line judge and the ref still talking. And we'll see the ref waiting. He's going to get a call from the spot judge here. Panthers running guys in and out on this play. The far sideline judge going to get a say in it, Coach.
Tell you, it's funny. You look at that lineup right there with Ostegien split out wide here, and you have Wardlow in the backfield. Wardlow's got a good arm, and several times in junior high, you'd see him do halfback pass with him. And now it looks like we're going to have Webster split out here wide. Be interesting to see if the Panthers go with that.
50 seconds to go in the ballgame. First down and 15 from the Florence 34. No timeouts for the Panthers. Dropping straight back. Looking to throw. He's going to throw a fade down the near side, and it's incomplete. He was walled off, and the penalty flag comes out. This one should be pass interference as opposed to holding. So it'll be 15 yards for the Panthers. They'll have it first down. Pass interference from the 19, Coach. 6 more seconds run off, another penalty. So first down and 10 from the 19. I'm having a hard time keeping up with all this. We need the Panthers to just get it into the end zone.
Moving the ball all over the place and have yet to have any yardage either way, just penalties by both teams.
So the Panthers will have it. First down and 10 from the Florence 19-yard line. 44 seconds to go in the game and no timeouts for the Panthers. Just to give you a little reset here, it's 18-13. Florence leads in this ball game. Chris Ostegien runs the play in here for the Panthers. Webster will run out. Jed Hood and Justin Wardlow in the backfield. Ostegien, a freshman. Looks like he's manned up on the near side. Dropping straight back, looking to throw as Van Dyke will step up the pocket, hit as he throws, and it falls incomplete. Peyton got hit hard right there. And telling him to get him up, and they do. Second down and 10 now. Nice stunt on the defensive front by the Buffaloes. 40 seconds to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, and we've seen that from them a couple of times tonight and had some success. It'll be interesting to see if they try to do it again. We hadn't seen it on back-to-back plays from them defensively.
Panthers under center, ball on the far side hash. Here's going to be a, I believe, timeout. We'll see. Florence coach is looking for something, pointing down toward the scoreboard maybe, as though they think the clock is an issue. And the ball still spotted at the 19. It doesn't look like anything's happening with the football right now. So second down and 10 from the 19. Ball on the far side hash. Panthers with two running backs in the backfield. And now another talk going to come between the line judge and the ref as the Florence coach is looking for something. And an official stoppage on the field. 18-13, Florence leads, Coach. And Van Dyke, what a spot for him. Usually he's the guy who Kelby Cox is looking to throw the ball to. And Peyton's got to let that lefty arm go here and sling one into somebody for a big play for the Panthers.
Yeah, and last time he was looking for Ostegien. I didn't really see if he was able to get cleared, but they got through and kind of knocked the pass off target, obviously. But need something positive here for the Panthers, and anything that's going to be stopped short of the goal line, they are going to have to move quick to get up there and get the next play off.
If you get the first down, the clock will stop. If you get out of bounds, it'll stop. But if not, being just second down, you want to get the 10 yards, but you can spike it still. So we'll see what the Panthers go with here. Second and 10, Van Dyke on the far side. Dropping straight back, looking to throw.
He's
steps
got
up,
him on
it
a fade
to the
route.
Corner. Ostigan comes back for the ball, can't get it. He was shielded off. Nice coverage by 26, Luis Olade there. No flag comes flying. Now third and 10 for the Panthers.
Biggest play on that one the last time they tried that. He never even made an attempt to do anything other than shield him the whole way and stay on top of him. And last second there, he kind of gets around and maybe has a chance to make a little bit of a play to avoid the penalty.
Yeah, he made enough of a play on the ball right there to avoid a penalty, as you said. Third and 10, ball on the far side hash. Van Dyke under center, dropping straight back, looking to throw. Throws a slant route this time, and the flag comes flying in. Olade going to be called for the PI here again as he pushed Ostigan away from that football. Call from the backside as the Panthers went with a slant. Here, 31 seconds. Pass interference will be half the distance. So the Panthers will have it at the 10 now, first and goal. 9.5 yard line to be exact. First and goal upcoming, coach. And with no timeouts, it's so risky to run it, but you got to think if you get the ball in Webster's hands, you have a good chance as any.
Well, and especially now that you got a first down, as long as the players know if we try to run it and we don't get it, get up there, spike it, and then we get a little time. But, yeah, I definitely wouldn't think it would be a surprise for us to try to run the ball right now.
Oh, boy, Coach, and look at this. They gave the Panthers 15 yards instead of half the distance. And I think they're talking about it right now, but everybody's confused at this point. 15 yards puts the ball right now is at the 4-yard line. It's first and goal from the 4. The umpire asking the line judge, did I do right here?
Yeah, Florence's coach was a good 25 yards out onto the field and down there
and
to make sure he knew it.
They'll back it up a little bit. Oh, geez, and where are they put it at the 11. So, it's simple math, coach.
Yeah, they're having troubles doing the numbers.
And so now the Panthers can gain a first down. First to go from the 11. Van Dyke dropping straight back, going to throw up a sort of fade route. Ostigan catches it. He's in the freshman. Scores a touchdown for the Panthers with 25 seconds to go in the ball game. With Peyton Van Dyke on his back, they make the play. The freshman right now has to be elated. It was an out route toward the pylon. He made him come back for the football, and the Panthers score with 25 seconds to go in the ball game. What a gutsy play by Van Dyke. Got put on his back right as he throws that football up for grabs. And Ostigan does a great job coming back for it. Undercuts the defender to catch it and score. The freshman's first ever varsity catch is the biggest one of the season for the Panthers. Big time 2-point conversion now. As Ostigan comes inside. Four receivers to the far side for the Panthers. And Webster lowers the shoulder. And did he get any? He did. Kalen Webster gets the 2 for the Panthers. 25 seconds to go in the ballgame. Blanco 21, Florence 18, folks. What a ballgame, coach. And on film, that ball, it looked like it hung up in the air for 5 seconds from Van Dyke there. And I thought, oh, goodness. And Ostigan, it lands in his arms for the score.
And Florence really was almost their own enemy on that one. When you look at how they were shielding the receivers back to the quarterback, and the ball was just, you know, Van Dyke's going down on his back, and he underthrows the ball. And the only one that sees that it's going to be underthrown is Ostigan, and he just stops. The defender goes by him, he catches it, and he just goes right into the end zone. So, almost like you see on a back shoulder fade, in a sense, when you mean to throw it. Not that the Panthers were trying to do that, but it sure worked out in their favor. And Ostigan made a great adjustment on the ball. But the Florence defender never saw it.
What a gutsy play as Van Dyke got put on his back right as he threw that ball. That's why it was short there. But it came out and it worked out for the Panthers, who now lead it 21-18. 25 seconds to go in this ball game. Kicking off, and so far Zach Rogers has been a weapon for the Panthers in this ballgame, mostly because the Buffaloes have had a hard time catching his kickoffs. So we'll see what he does here. He's kicked it to Martin Quinga most of the game. Yeah, we'll see. It's a low line drive kick, fielded and fallen on at the 28-yard line. The clock stays at 25 seconds in the ball game. 21-18, Panther lead. 29 is where they're going to put it down. So the Panther defense, if there's one thing you're telling the kids right now, it is do not let them get behind you. I don't know if Florence has any timeouts left in this ball game, but do not, if you're a secondary player, let them get behind you. The linebackers should be about 10 yards off the ball as well. Let them throw the underneath stuff, Coach.
Yeah, and then if I got it damn right, I could have missed one, but what it looks like is they still got a timeout or two in their back pocket here.
Throwing a post route down the middle of the field. It's intercepted.
That'll do it.
Webster picks the pass off, and the Panthers are going to have their second win of the year and their first district win of the season. The Cardiac Cats strike here for a win at the buzzer tonight. Kalen Webster, of course, fitting that he seals the deal for the Panthers with the interception. They tried to go to that post pattern, and it just didn't work. Kalen was running the route for the receiver that time, and really Gideon hit him in stride. Van Dyke, secure the snap, Peyton, kneel down. He does just that, and Florence doesn't have a timeout to call. The Panthers, Coach, are going to go to 1-1 in district play, find a way to get it done tonight with all sorts of momentum-shifting plays in this one. What a ball game for Blanco.
Yeah, this is one that the Panthers needed because I think going into these next two games, definitely some tough opponents and on the road before finishing up back here at home against Rogers.
Safe travels to Florence. They played a great ball game tonight. Coach, I don't know how it happened, but they were lined up to punt with the ball at the Panther 39-yard line, a minute to go, minute 30 to go in the ball game. And you said, man, they're going to pin the Panthers back with no timeouts and make them drive the length of the field. And just before it was snapped, I said, well, they're going to have a good snap. And it goes 2 yards over Gidden's head. He runs all the way back there and tries to punt it. Sebastian Thomas blocks it, picks it up, and the Panthers get it at the 26-yard line. And what seems like 10 minutes later, after penalty, after penalty, after weird play, the Panthers find a way to get it into the end zone.
Yeah, and if you just look at, even before that, Sam, if you just look at how it all happened, you know, they get the block on the Panthers, and like you said, get it down there. They have all the momentum in the world. And at that point, all they had to do was just get a few positive, and they were, and it did. It was just extremely organized. You know, you saw them; they didn't know where to go, certain places to be. They had to burn a timeout. So it was just fitting that it ended like that. Crazy to see a game. I don't know that I've ever seen a game where each team had a blocked punt that ended up, you know, for that moment in time, changing the course of the game. But yeah, a wild one here, and then to get to the end and have that many penalties back and forth, back and forth. To really just move the ball a few yards at a time and then to end like it did, pretty crazy inning.
It started at the 26 with about a minute 15 to go. At one point,
support comes from Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane, Wayman, and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Mark back with you from Panther Stadium. What a ball game here from Panther Stadium tonight. Blanco beats Florence 21-18 in what you would not believe an ending of a ball game. If you missed it, we'll have the archives of this one posted on BlancoRadio.com within the next few days here, especially by Monday. We'll have the archives where you can just go listen back to the crazy ending to this one. And, Coach, how about another crazy ball game in the district?
Rodgers beats Johnson City and doesn't just beat them, beats them good 36-12. Rodgers over Johnson City tonight. Lexington 64-14 on Comfort at the start of the fourth quarter. Lexington might put 80 up on the Bobcats tonight. They're the real deal. To give you the scores from around the district, we'll give you a little more time to tally up some stats, Coach, as the wild sequence of events that took place to end this ball game. The Panthers looked like they had sealed it as they were winning 13-12 with just over 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Florence has it third and goal down there, throws a post pattern. It's tipped in the air and intercepted in the end zone by the Panthers. It looks like they've just sealed the deal. And then a pass interference said to be before the ball was tipped, called against the Panthers. Florence punches it in one play later to take an 18-13 lead. And then the Panthers get it back, can't do anything with it. The punt is blocked by just, I don't even know what happened after that. The Panthers got the ball back, gave it back to Florence, who then looks to have the game sealed. They line up to punt with just over a minute to go, and the Panthers have no timeouts. It's snapped over the punter's head. He tries to pick it up. It's blocked. Panthers get it all the way down at the 26, and an eternity later, they find a way to get it into the end zone with 25 seconds left in the game to win it by a final score of 21-18.
Yeah, and we look at the numbers here, Sam. Again, you know, it was fairly close at the half, and it kind of stayed that way throughout the game. Blanco offensively, first downs, picked up 18, rushed the ball 45 times, ended up with 175 yards. Webster got another 100-yard game for him, 21 carries, 111 yards. Didn't have any touchdowns, but had the final points on the board with the two-point conversion run. Van Dyke, statistically, you look at it, 2-for-8, no interceptions, 44 yards. But he hit his first pass on a big 33-yard play right before we came on the air. And then, obviously, the one he needed to hit was the last one to Oestegeen for 11 yards and what proved to be the winning touchdown. Panthers did put the ball on the ground 6 times. Only had the one fumble lost. Ended up with 8 penalties, 65 yards. That's more than we've had so far. And then had 119 return yards, obviously highlighted by Toby Trish's 84-yard kickoff return to open the second half and put the Panthers on top. Florence on the other side ended the night with 13 first downs. They had 28 carries, 178 yards. Quarterback Giddens led the way for them. He ended the night with 125 yards on 10 carries. Panthers did a great job in the second half. At halftime, he was already at 117 on just 4 carries. So he added another 6 carries, and the Panthers pretty well shut him down and just held him to 8 yards in the second half, which was big. Through the air, Giddens a great job throwing the ball. Ended up 9 out of 14. He did have the one interception that Webster got to end any threat that they had of trying to make a comeback with just 25 seconds left. He did throw for 122 yards. They put the ball on the ground 5 times but didn't turn it over any other times other than the interception in the game. Had 4 punts, 9 penalties for 74 yards and 40 yards in terms of return yardage.
Folks, thanks for hanging with us at the beginning of the game when we couldn't get the broadcast on the air, had some technical difficulties, but we hope you were able to still enjoy the broadcast tonight. We found a way to get on the air and broadcast what was the best game of the season for the Panthers up to this point. Huge momentum for the Panthers now moving forward, got this win under their belt. Has to feel really, really good for these guys to win it and to win it in that way, a dramatic fashion in front of a huge crowd tonight here. We'll thank our sponsors one last time, Blanco National Bank, Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Lone Star Capital Bank, Cox Paving, Dirt Works, Spring Branch Water Well Services, Axe Construction Company, Asphalt Specialist, Claypet Greenhouses, Blanco Heating and Cooling, Remax Genesis Agents, Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, Old 300 Barbecue, Peterson Tire, KNC Supply, Blanco Family Medicine, Dripping Springs, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, and AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs. Coach, that's good for me. I think we just about summed up all we could sum up from this one. Where are we next week? My mind's blank right now.
We in Johnson City next week? In Johnson City over at the Eagle Palace, the brand new Eagle Palace, the Eagle Nest. There you go. Next week to take on Johnson City. That'll be a fun one. If you can't make the short trip up 281, Coach and I will be there. We will have the call for you. Another District 13 3A Division II matchup with playoff implications. It's a rivalry game. You can throw records out the window, Coach. Any last words here?
No, just had never seen one like this.
After a very crazy first six games, the trend continued for the Panthers with a wild one again tonight. They pull it out 21-28 over the Florence Buffaloes. We'll have the archive up in the next few days. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our sponsors. Have a great night, folks. Panthers win it 28-21. We'll see you from Panther Stadium.